My name is Habib Momayes. I was going to preface my question by telling you that there is a great deal of paranoia in the Iranian community about the role of Great Britain vis-a-vis the Islamic regime in Iran. I think it was well demonstrated by the former gentleman and by the demonstration that you witnessed. Don't you think that this view is constantly being perpetrated by the Iranian media and perpetuated by the Iranian media? Don't you think that this view, in view of the fact that there is a great deal of cooperation between the United States and Great Britain and whatever is going to happen in the Middle East, as far as the U.S. role is concerned, there's going to be a great deal of British participation, that this view, in fact, is counterproductive for the Iranian community and it would hurt their cause instead of helping it?
Yeah, I do think it's counterproductive, but I don't think it's within my ability to change it. You know, I think that that almost every Iranian I've ever met believes this and believes that Great Britain, furthermore, is an enormous force in the world, whereas what I believe is that Great Britain only matters in the world when it allies itself with the United States. And so on these matters, I really don't worry very much. And I agree that British business, particularly British petroleum business, is involved in Iran and is involved in lots of other places with kinds of regimes that I don't approve of. All right. I mean, that's the nature of business. That's the way it happens. So, but right now, when we're involved in a war against terrorism and we ask the British to help us, and I must tell you, surprisingly, when we ask anybody in Europe to help us with information, to arrest people, to find out what's going on in various places, we're getting an amazing amount of help from countries that astonish me. And yet it's there and it's real. And so, I mean, right now the world is dominated by a single country, and we are that country. And pretty much, when the United States sets its mind to something, most of the world is going to swing along behind it, or they may gnash their teeth and spit and jump up and down, but they can't stop it. So here we are. I mean, if I were an Iranian today, I would be very optimistic. And the one big thing that stands between freedom for the Iranian people and the situation today is lack of faith in their own ability to get it done. They can do it. I mean, any student of revolution will tell you that Iran is a textbook case of pre-revolutionary society. It fulfills every single condition.
Good evening, Mr. Ledeen. My name is Faramaz Mansour, and I have got a question that is in two parts. The first part is the foundation, and the second part would be my question. Freedom and democracy have been a long-lasting aspiration of the Iranian people, and all the people present here that they could actually tell you the same thing. However, as you mentioned, Iranians have made certain mistakes historically, particularly in regard to quote-unquote Islamic revolution. However, the emergence of the fundamentalist Islamic revolution in Iran would have not been possible without the help of certain friends in the West among the Cold War warriors, because from 1979, as you very well know, because you were involved with the Iran-Contra affair, in 1979, from August to October 31st of 1979, Mr. George Cave with the CIA was providing Khomeini's regime with intelligence briefing. Subsequently, Robert Clinton Ames, who was the number two man at the CIA, provided intelligence briefing to Khomeini's regime. In fact, in 1983, based on the direct order of the director of CIA, William Casey, they provided intelligence briefing to Khomeini, whereby Khomeini was able to solidify its power base as an Islamic government in Iran. Now, what is important is that that intelligence briefing was provided to one man in Iran whose name is Habibullah Askarolladi, who is the head of Islam.
Can I stop this?
Sure.
Every single statement you have made, to my best knowledge, is false.
You're a liar, sir.
Everything. Everything you've said is wrong.
Well, allow me to say this. I would draw your attention to the article in Washington Post on November 1986 and January 17, 1987 that directly reflects what I have said in regard to the intelligence that it was provided to Khomeini by the CIA. Now, the most important part of my question is this. The Islamic Revolution of Iran, really, during all the years of Reagan administration, committed the worst criminal act against its people. Thousands and thousands of people were murdered by this murderous regime. I challenge you to show me one direct quote from the President of the United States that condemned the massacre of the people and the political prisoners in 1988. I also would challenge you that since you have said that I made an incorrect statement, I challenge you for a debate at any time, any place within the United States. I bring the documents to show you that the statement that you made, it is inaccurate. And Iranians have made mistakes, so has the United States as far as its policy towards Iran. In fact, I quote you John Poindexter's
interview. Can I just stop you right now? I mean, just for starters, Gates was not the deputy director of CIA in 1983.
John Poindexter.
You said Gates provided a briefing to Khomeini.
No. Director of CIA was William Casey at the time.
You said the deputy director
was Robert Gates. No.
And he wasn't.
No.
I mean,
the director of CIA was William Casey. And more importantly is John Poindexter.
My question is,
you want us to liberate Iran, why don't you disclose all of the secret documents that United States has with the Islamic fundamentalists in Iran?
Mazarat
and let the liberation to our hand, we will liberate Iran. Thank you.
Let's show a little bit of respect to our guest who has come all the way from the East Coast.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is not a matter of showing respect for me. It's a matter of getting your facts right. I mean, you've conflated entire periods of history into a couple of years. I mean, would you please be quiet for 1 minute and just let me try to educate you? I mean, I lived through this stuff. I was there. All right?
You said you haven't been in Tehran.
I was in Washington.
Thank you.
That's what I meant when I said I was there. So, I mean, someone who says that Robert Gates, deputy director of CIA, provided a briefing to Khomeini at a time when he wasn't deputy director is badly confused about what happens. So that's why I'm saying you've conflated different periods of history and you've compressed different events into a single sequence, and it didn't happen that way. Please.
Mr. Lydian, welcome back to the home. How do you feel to be home? I want to have this feeling. We don't come here for the pleasure or better life. We came here because we forced to. And you know, we can bring the democracy to the country by gun, by force, by weapon. Democracy is the kind of the thing you have to earn it, you have to learn it, it's a law, you have to teach them. What we need right now from the people of America, actually first, not the only the government, from the people of America, we don't need the government to support us as in many ways. No, we need the government to support our media, because the only people they could teach the Iranian people to what to do. We are not Arabs. We are Iranian. It's a complete different different kind of the mind. What we need the more support for the opposition. We need the more support for the other media in place of they put a radio further for American people, which in Iran they do not understand anything. Why they do not support our Iranian media so they could teach better to the Iranian people and the people they stand up, as you said, because we will stand up and we are ready for the revolution and we want to this regime go, but the only thing what we need the support of the people of America and we need the government to support the other media. Thank you very much.
Yes, I agree that the governments of the United States should be supporting Iranian media so that Iranians in America can speak directly to Iranians in Iran. And I've said that and I've written it. And it is certainly right. On the other hand, the Iranian community in the United States has plenty of resources. And I find it really baffling that the Iranian community is unable to raise funding on its own. I mean, suppose the Brownback Amendment passes and $50 million is generated for media broadcasting into Iran and for various other activities. You need more than that. It's worth more than that. And so whatever the difference is between what you can get from the Brownback Amendment and what is needed has to come from Iranians, and it's only proper that Iranians do it for themselves. So do it. And we will all do our part. I am trying very hard to convince the American government to support this. Lots of other people are also. But there's an enormous amount that you could and should be doing for yourselves.
My name is Mehdi Rouhani. I'm among those high-level military personnel are among your audience today. I have one comment and one very quick question. My comment is that no matter what, no matter somebody help us, some country help us or not, we definitely get up with government not very late. That definitely comes out from Iran, and you know better than I do. My question is, you mentioned sometime that the United States is in hesitation who to help. And again, you mentioned that Iran right now is mother of terrorism. What is from United States point of view is better get rid of the mother of terrorism or to help the people of Iran to get rid of their government? I definitely think from United States point of view is much better to get rid of those mother of terrorism other than helping the people of Iran. Thank you.
Thank you. But don't you think the point I was trying to make is that it comes to the same thing. It's the same thing. And that by making Iran a free country, you eliminate the mother of modern terrorism. Because democratic countries don't launch terrorist attacks against other countries. Free society worries about solving its own problems instead of sending terrorists all around the world. So it's the same thing. It solves both problems simultaneously. That's what I meant when I said that President Bush has understood that the war against terrorism is a war against tyranny, and victory against terrorism means export of democratic revolution.
As the United States help them to come in, help the mullahs to come in. We all know that.
That's right.
How come we're not going to get rid of them?
Look, even if, suppose not to waste time, we say that it was Carter's master plan to install the Ayatollah Khomeini and America did it, okay? Which is not true, but let's just, in order that we don't argue about these things, because I know that, there's endless discussions about all of this. So what? So assume that the United States did a terrible, even an evil thing 24 years ago. Suppose it's true. So now we have a government that wants to do a wonderful and good thing. So support it. So let's get on with that. So instead of spending...
On behalf of everyone here and Radio Sidra Iran, we'd like to thank you. Thank you for being so kind enough to answer all our questions. Thank you.
Okay, call me. coming. Call me anytime. I'm easy to reach. Easy.
Before they get busy.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have a stylist or something?